From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama lawmakers advanced a bill this week which would make changes to the state ethics law. Proponents say it's some necessary clarification, but opponents, including Attorney General Steve Marshall, say it's an attempt to weaken the law. That's where we start our weekly legislative update with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for joining us once again.
Good to be with you.
Now, this revision to the ethics law, what specific things would it do?
It's an attempt by State Representative Matt Simpson. He's a former prosecutor, for that's good context, to basically overhaul the ethics code and kind of reorganize it in terms of what crimes and offenses are prosecuted by whom. Right now, there is some gray area between what the Ethics Commission does and what the Attorney General and prosecutors do. And so his intent is to clean that up, to make it, you know, there are sort of minor offenses being handled by the Ethics Commission, and then major crimes and offenses being handled by prosecutors, and to include the Attorney General. So his attempt is to sort of organize these things, but there have been some disagreements between all these parties about just how far the law should go and some specifics in terms of criminality. And so right now, both the Attorney General and the Ethics Commission Director are publicly opposed to the bill. So it wouldn't surprise me if you saw some negotiations about some changes as it goes to the Senate. I think what the Attorney General said is he agrees with the intent, but there are some details that he wants to work out with the sponsor. So it's something to watch.
A Senate committee held a hearing on Wednesday which would expand the number of licenses available to companies under the state's medical marijuana program. It's the latest wrinkle in efforts to get this program off the ground. And Todd, what's the thinking behind offering up more licenses under this program?
Yeah, I mean, you know, your listeners will remember it's been almost 3 years since Alabama passed its medical marijuana law. And yet no products are at market, and we're not really even very close because everything's been tied up in court. The Cannabis Commission went through a process of awarding licenses. That was very fraught with errors. It also led to multiple rounds of lawsuits. We're still seeing lawsuits, and every time there's one of those, the court delays the process. These lawsuits are coming from companies who did not get the licenses, right? There were only a limited amount. And so what this legislation does is just increase the number of licenses, as the sponsor said, just to get it out of court. Say, look, fine, here's a license. We'll let the free market dictate this. Members of the legislature are frustrated that a bill that they passed, bipartisan, pretty overwhelming support, has not actually led to results. And so they're attempting to kind of spur this into action.
Well, in looking at what happened on Wednesday, they held the hearing, but there wasn't actually a vote. Does that mean there's still a lot of opposition to it?
That's pretty typical on legislation like this, especially big legislation that you know a lot of people are going to be interested in. They'll hold a public hearing first, and then as long as there's still time left in the session, which there is, the members of the committee have time to sort of digest and get that feedback, and so they're not forced to take a vote on a bill maybe they haven't completely digested. And so I would expect a vote on it next week.
Well, finally, a Senate committee advanced a $3.3 billion general fund budget on Wednesday. Give us the overview of what's in this spending package.
That's right, $3.3 billion. That's the most the general fund has ever had in it. It's pretty close to what the governor originally proposed at the beginning of the session. It's about $65 million more than what Ivy proposed. And the reason for that is, as time goes by, we have more accurate estimates on what the revenues are going to be, right? Revenue forecasts. And so that's good news. That means the economy is growing and the general fund is growing. It also includes $210 million in supplemental spending that's actually going to go into this fiscal year. Pretty healthy budget. Looking at some of the specifics, they're more than doubling the amount of to $50 million, the amount of debt service to pay on the prison construction bond. Also, $150 million in direct spending on prison construction. You know, that's been a big issue, and there's the costs have really gone up on these prisons they're trying to build. Also, some dedicated funding for the Department of Mental Health, including $18.2 million for the Taylor Hardin Secure Medical Facility in Tuscaloosa. They're facing serious staff shortages, and actually there's a lawsuit related to that. It's a critical need. I know a lot of folks in the mental health community are very happy to see those provisions in the budget.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.